Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Mike. Always great to see you.
Good to see you as well in person. That's
yes,
so cool. We've done a lot of these on Skype,
yes.
So it's really cool to see you in person.
It is cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to kind of kick things off, how's the show? I mean, I'm sure you're being tugged in 100 different directions, but what's the buzz? What are you hearing in the hallways?
High energy. Everyone's looking at 2017 as being a year when a lot could happen that's good for the credit union system. Mm-hmm. So I think energy level is actually higher than usual.
Yes, it's a good vibe here this year and record attendance, I hear.
Yes,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good thing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, very cool. So, hey, got my handy notes here.
Uh-huh.
Questions. State system continues to support of NCUA board reform. So
yes.
What's going on there? Can
yes.
you divulge? And
yeah, so historically, we have always been supportive of expanding the NCUA board from 3 to 5.
Oh, wow.
We think
okay.
additional voices at the table would be good for the credit union system.
Right now there's 2.
Yes, yes, yes. And last year in the Financial Choice Act, Representative Hensarling actually included a provision in there that would have expanded the NCUA board to 5.
Okay.
We learned recently in a memo that he circulated that in Choice 2.0, he's actually gone back to a 3-person NCUA board. So
okay.
we have let him know that we are still hoping for the expansion of the board there. And critically, not just that, but we're looking for a seat on the NCUA board to be dedicated to someone with state credit union regulatory experience. So even if the board stays at a 3-person mm-hmm. board, we'd mm-hmm. still like to see one position designated for the state system, so that you know we just make sure that at that decision-making table that the state system is represented.
Represented, that was
yeah.
the word I was looking for. What was the reasoning for going back? I mean, kind of backpedaling
So I'm curious. So we've sent our letter to Representative Hensarling. Maybe it's a small government reason for mm-hmm. stepping back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to find out directly from him why.
Okay.
We continue to want the 5-person. If we can't get that, then at least let's get that state.
I like that.
Position.
Okay, very cool. So what's on your radar right now? What's circling around you guys?
Yeah,
that you're
gonna
take care of?
Besides NCUA board composition, we're anxious to work with NCUA on completing the comment process on the overhead transfer rate,
mm-hmm.
which they started, opened up last year. Mm-hmm. Fantastic, excellent response from the credit union system calling for transparency mm-hmm. and clarity of how the overhead transfer rate is calculated. So we're hoping to complete the comment process. Folks sent in their letters, and now we're waiting for NCUA to respond to the recommendations that they received.
Okay, very good. You guys are so busy. You're like movers and shakers.
There is a lot going on, and we're very excited also that NCUA has issued its advance notice of proposed rulemaking in advance of a rule on supplemental capital.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very interested in capital reform for credit unions. The U.S. credit union system is the only mature system in which credit unions don't have supplemental capital authority.
Oh, really?
Yes, low-income credit unions have that authority,
right.
But in other countries, all credit unions have that.
Interesting.
And
okay, sounds like a natural progression.
Yeah,
natural
it is. And you know, some people ask why, and for my organization, it's two things. One, for credit unions to be able to raise capital from a source other than only retained earnings,
mm-hmm.
which puts them at a competitive disadvantage to
mm-hmm.
banks. And the second reason, from a safety and soundness regulatory point of view, is giving credit unions an additional line of defense before their reserves would be hit
mm-hmm.
and before the share insurance fund would be
gotcha.
Hit. So
okay.
it makes sense both for business growth and for safety and soundness.
Why not? Why not? Hey, beyond issues here, let's
mm-hmm.
do a little switch here.
Yeah.
What are you guys working on besides that type of stuff?
Yeah, so we are, it's going to be March tomorrow. So in
can you believe that? My
It's amazing. And the cherry blossoms are already blooming here.
It's 75 degrees outside.
It's crazy. It is crazy. We are bringing in 3 weeks. We are holding a meeting for state credit union regulators,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a 2-day dialogue with them here.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, this year, we've got always our summit that takes place August 29 to September 1 in San Diego.
In San Diego. It's on my calendar.
Excellent.
I can't wait.
I hope to see you there.
I will be there.
And then we've got our BSA conference as well, our BSA conference, which we do together with
mm-hmm.
CUNA. That
mm-hmm.
will be in November in Las Vegas. And then our other big event is our cybersecurity symposium, again in partnership with CUNA, mm-hmm. and that's in June in okay. San Diego.
Oh gosh, you're going to be in my neck. Just going to have to move out there, Lucy. All right. And hopefully we'll have some sun for you.
Not much of rain
lately.
For you.
Indeed,
yeah.
indeed. All right, last question here because I know you have a busy, busy schedule. So what's NASCUS doing during the show? What are you guys doing here besides meeting mm-hmm. with 100,000 different people here? I'm sure.
Yeah, so lots of meetings with different organizations, ACUL, NACUSO, NAFCU, CUNA,
the
alphabet soup. And then actually we're also meeting with staff from the Senate Banking Committee, mm-hmm. House Financial Services mm-hmm. Committee, and then also meeting with some Trump administration officials over at CFPB and at Treasury.
Oh, that would be interesting. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that
one. Yeah, yeah. Cool. A lot of moving parts right now. Exciting time for the credit union system.
Very great. All right, cool. Great message to end on. Lucy, always a pleasure.
Thank you,
Thank
Mike.
You so much.
Always great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you as well. Good job.